Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Hey, it's Jeremy Boring, co-CEO and God King of the Daily Wire. The Biden vaccine mandate is as good as dead. We said do not comply, and you did not comply. In fact, over a million of you signed our petition saying as much. And today, together, we kicked the government's ass. Today, the Supreme Court decided by a huge majority of 6-3 to stay the Biden administration's unconstitutional private employer vaccine mandate. It's just a tremendous day for the American people and a tremendous day for the founding idea that this is a limited government of enumerated powers which exists to protect, not erode, the God-given freedoms of the people. More, the court stay will prevail even if the Sixth Circuit somehow rules in favor of the Biden administration at some future date. This spells all but certain doom for OSHA's unimaginable overreach into the private health decisions of some 85 million Americans whose only crime is having a job at a company with more than 100 employees. According to the order, the Supreme Court said, quote, although COVID-19 is a risk that occurs in many workplaces, it's not an occupational hazard in most. COVID-19 can and does spread at home, in schools, during sporting events, and everywhere else that people gather. That kind of universal risk is no different from the day-to-day dangers that all face, from crime, air pollution, or any number of communicable diseases. Permitting OSHA to regulate the hazards of daily life simply because most Americans have jobs and face those same risks while on the clock would significantly expand OSHA's regulatory authority without clear congressional authorization. The whole thing is just that good. You really have to read every word. The order further states, quote, although Congress has indisputably given OSHA the power to regulate occupational dangers, it has not given that agency the power to regulate public health more broadly. Requiring the vaccination of 84 million Americans selected simply because they work for employers with more than 100 employees certainly falls in the latter category. So what does all this mean? Well, it means we won. It means we're still free. It means the complainants, beginning with the Daily Wire, who brought the first-in-the-nation lawsuit against the mandate, and the nearly 60 other complainants, including the Federation of Independent Business and a coalition of states who were invited to give oral arguments before the court, have prevailed in our application for injunctive relief. And it means that for today, and very likely forever, Joe Biden's attempt to turn private employers into the enforcement arm of his federal vaccination scheme will not be implemented. The scope of just how badly we beat the bastards is hard to overemphasize. Writing in concurrence with the order, Justices Gorsuch, Thomas, and Alito point out that had OSHA's rule been allowed to stand, quote, the law would afford OSHA almost unlimited discretion. Says the concurring opinion, quote, the question before us is not how to respond to the pandemic, but who holds the power to do so? The answer is clear. Under the law as it stands today, that power rests with the states and Congress, not OSHA. If the court were to grant such emergency powers, say the justices, declaration of emergencies would never end, and the liberties our Constitution's separation of powers seek to preserve would amount to little. Total victory. Not just for the millions of Americans who've exercised their right not to be vaccinated, but the millions more who oppose the tyranny of this mandate, regardless of their vaccine status. And utter defeat for the Biden government, which sought to enforce its will on the American people, literally into the veins of the American people, at threat of financial ruin just because they're convinced that they know better than you do. Drink their tears, my friends, and enjoy your freedom. By the grace of God, you still have it.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.